And where'd you keep your coin, that sort of thing?
In that same barn, in this. Generally, you would keep your barn in the bottom floor, you see, where the door, you could get in and shut and share your coin out to see your stuff.
Yeah, your own special little room for it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crib?
Okay, yeah, they could call that a coin crib.
And did you have a place where, you kept your tools or things like that?
Well, most all of that, you might have had a little shed on the side, but most of that you keep all underneath that barn, you see.
Yeah.
You didn't have much tooling, that's just you had one or two of flowers. You didn't have no big equipment like they got now, you see.
Yeah.
These are kept.
Where did your cows go? Do you have a place for them?
Most of the time, it's underneath that same barn, you see. You had your feeding trough at the bottom, you had your hay at the top and corn in the crib there, and underneath that, that's where you're gonna, you would keep the cows. Of course, like us here, our cows run out all day, you see. And at night, you feel them, if it rains too hard, it's just too bad, they get underneath the barn. Half of the time, they won't get underneath the barn. Most probably, where you're from, the same thing, I don't know. They don't get that cold, what is it?
Yeah. Mr. Borlaug, where did you keep your horses?
Underneath that same barn. Of course, like the way I'm situated right now, my old barn here, and that's where I keep my cattle in another pasture there, you see. And I don't have no horses no more. So you both, see, during the winter, maybe I'll bring two, three, or four, five, it all depends. The weaker cattle here close to the house so I can feed them better separately. And then there, well, I got a place, my next place there. I got three little different places. They go underneath there if it's too cold and rainy, and I feed them there.
Did you have a place out around the barn where all the animals could walk around?
Oh, yeah, it's open all around here. Mm-hmm. If you want to keep one up, you see, for instance, that night, it was in the stall. You would put it in the stall.
That's it.
I'm going to go show you after a while.
Okay. But the horses, all the animals just walked around maybe in the what? You had a place with the cows?
Out in the lot, you call it, you see.
Lot?
Yeah. Big lot.
Do you raise hogs?
Oh yeah, I used to, but I don't raise hogs no more.
Yeah.
Mm.
Where'd you keep them?
Same place, all in the same place, you see. Because you might have a little, you feed your hogs separately, and you had a little hog pen, feed separately, and a little place for them to get underneath it. But that you would build that low, you see.
Yeah. That covered place?
Oh yeah, it was all covered.
Yeah. And that was what, a hog pen?
A hog pen. Well, a hog pen or a hog...
Hog hat?
Yeah, something like that.
But you had a bunch of buildings on the farm, didn't you?
Oh yeah, always. See, like me, I'm situated now. I had this barn here. I had two barns, but one I took it down was too old. And I don't need it no more. It's like a chicken house and all. And I got all my cattle in another pasture. Well, I got them there now, you see.
Uh-huh.
I go feed them there in the winter a little bit at night. If it's too cold. Cattle won't stay under the barn here unless it's raining. Real cold rain. If it's a dry night, just they won't get under the barn hardly. If the ground is especially, dry, they won't get under the barn.
Yeah.